I was at the esthetician's office the other day, and she stopped as she was playing with my lips and said, "You feel so much more than most people. You know what you love and you express it so deeply." And I want to talk about how this relates to Tantra because everyone can experience greater pleasure and sensation, not just in the bedroom, although, that's where things get really lit up, but in all of life. I was at the esthetician and, she put on a mask and I was like practically melting in heaven. When she put some gel on my eyebrows, she was putting some lip balm on, and I was melting into like these pleasure states and just telling her how much I loved this. I explained to her, she brought this up, like, "Wow, you are feeling more than most people." And I said, "Well, I have been practicing Tantra for many years. And I have been practicing as a touch magician and energy healer. The fact that I have sort of show, like taught myself how to reawaken my pleasure." So for me, I was very sensitive and sensual as a child. Like I would just touch my eyebrow and melt into bliss. I remember touching on my upper lip just like for hours, just feeling like these little hairs and the little fur on my body and just becoming completely overwhelmed, like, and relaxed in this bliss state. Now, as I got older, I began to get more stuck in my head. I became more traumatized. I went through lots of hard things in life. And, then I would play with my eyebrow and it would be more of a nervous habit rather than that deep relaxation. It was more of like an escape. But it sort of transformed. And in some ways, I lost this like magical, sensual, just bliss that I was in as a child. And I was more thinking all the time and, stuck in different traumas and stories and insecurities. And I became very numb and shut down and turned off. But this, what I'm talking about, is not just in a sexual way, but in a sensual way. And I think sensuality is like a whole magical realm and energy. And, there's so many fields to play in, to explore. In our culture, we're very focused on the sexual, the genitals, and that's wonderful, beautiful. I am too. But I also love the sensual and the energetic. And that is what a lot of these tantric practices have helped me, is to reawaken my pleasure through daily life, through just being with myself, through, touching just the little fur on my skin, and just being like totally relaxed and in heaven. Right here with my body. I really believe that this is such an incredible form of meditation, like sensual, energetic meditations. That's a lot of what Tantra is. And I want to let you know that my Divine and Alive Tantra course is on sale right now. I highly recommend it, where I teach a lot of these practices, both for yourself and for others, and with a partner. And just, it's about expanding pleasure from what we think it is, just this little thing. Okay, yes, we're going to do these things. And let's face it, for a lot of people, sexual intercourse is very short. So this is about extending everything not just there, but also just into our daily lives and just being in greater pleasure. So I am just sending you all so many blessings on this journey to being more embodied and more alive. And Tantra is such a root for that. It definitely has reawakened me and my pleasure and my ability to be in total heaven and bliss, just because my esthetician, who, by the way, there's not like any kind of attraction there. She's a beautiful, wonderful person, but that's not what this is. It's just when she would put that on my lips, I am in heaven and I'm feeling like full body pleasure. And when she's, putting the mask on, it feels so good to me. So I believe that this is a wonderful path for everybody to go on. It's just reawakening the pleasure and the bliss of being in this body and finding just the smallest ways to connect and to feel more sensually alive.